Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, joining us now is someone concerned with what's going on in the Wentzville School District. There was a school board meeting last night. I went through some of the public comment portion of that. It's posted publicly on YouTube, and it's someone that brought this to our attention. Lindy Williford's joining us here. Thank you so much, Lindy, for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
Hi, Ryan. Thanks for having me. I just think it's kind of a sad reflection of the state of education in this country when we're seeing so many news stories coming out about teachers or educators suspended or fired because they're, you know, mocking the cheering the assassination of another American that they don't agree with. It kind of really makes me sick to my stomach, you know?
So let me kind of back up, and I'm going to read the statement, and I'm not going to say the person's name because I went through the school board meeting. I don't think this teacher was named. I've seen some follow-up things, I guess maybe administrative leave at the moment, but here is the Facebook post that was found objectionable by a lot of people, and here it is. Oh, quote, and just so everyone is aware, the Lord indeed does not say, quote, well done to racist, homophobic, misogynist that use their vast platforms to spread hate. When you bear no fruit of the Spirit, you have not been a faithful servant. Now, that social media post got a lot of parents upset. And when I was watching the Wentzville School District board meeting last night, which, by the way, 3 days ago, I emailed them for comment, see if they had anything to say about it. They did not send any response. So I did reach out to them. I tried to do my due diligence to get their side of the story. So watching the school board meeting from last night, I was streaming, and there was a lot of parents that were supportive of this middle school teacher. And in particular, I saw the one parent go up there and say, the only reason you're upset about this is because the person that posted this is black. So obviously you're racist for showing objection to this. Now, Lindy, that's why I wanted to have you on, because, I mean, I can understand why this is objectionable. I understand why people are upset because the nature of the timing of when this was posted and just how insensitive to the nature of where she was posting it and to the subject matter.
Right. And I mean, you know, we really have to ask our ask ourselves the question is, why do we have so many educators right now celebrating a school shooting? You know, Charlie Kirk was murdered at a school in front of thousands of young people. Would this teacher take the same stance if, you know, another teacher was a victim in a school shooting and had opposing political beliefs to her? Would she say the same hateful things, you know, the untrue words, before he or she is even buried in the ground? You know, I just would like this teacher to reflect on the status of her own heart and how her words affect other human beings that are different than her, you know, especially the children she's around every day.
And to take a Christian approach to her defamation of Charlie. And that's what it was. It's plain and simple defamation of a guy who can't sue her. Right. But people throw out these labels, misogynistic, hateful, racist, you know, on and on and on. But they don't ever back it up with any factual information or data. Because Charlie opposed things through his right of free speech. When I say opposed, everything he opposed was through his faith. And yes, he was outspoken on certain lifestyle issues and lifestyle things, including the LGBT community. But he wasn't hateful about it. In fact, I would say he was more loving and compassionate and cared deeply about people in those situations. And he just, in his belief structure, you know, which he's entitled to in America, has the right to pray for those people and to have dialogue with those people. And they were willingly and openly coming up to his microphone. Let's start there. He wasn't just randomly going on a tirade. He was having conversations with these folks, and they were respectful.
And he would put down his microphone, right, and give them the opportunity to speak.
Right. And people say, oh, well, he was taking advantage of their vulnerability. What? I mean, that everyone is free in America to share their beliefs. But we also don't have to believe in what other people believe in. That's the beauty of being an American. And Charlie would just be willing to express his opposition. For her to go out there and say the Lord doesn't smile on people like Charlie Kirk. If he doesn't smile on Charlie Kirk, then I'm doomed, right?
We're toast. Everyone
we're
is.
We're all toast. And so I just can't believe in the way in which it was so demeaning to Christians, number one, all Christians.
Yeah.
But it was also demeaning to a man of faith who all he wanted to do was keep the lines of dialogue open. That's all he did.
Right.
And if you watch any of his content, which he probably doesn't, people, you know, get their minds, they're not going to go out there and try to educate themselves. But 98% of what he did was loving, kind, and compassionate dialogue.
Real quick, Lindy, we only have a minute. I want to give you the last word on this.
Yeah, so this employee in the Wentzville School District in particular, I believe she should be held to a higher level, a higher standard. She is the vice president of the NEA at Wentzville, and she represents a lot of teachers.
Wow.
Yeah, she's likely influential in NEA policy, making, you know, teacher contracts and their public image. And you know, is this the image that the Wentzville School District wants to portray to its students and teachers? If one of their educators celebrates a shooting at a school, or they speak vile, awful, and untrue words about a victim of a school shooting, are they betraying the values and the conduct of the Wentzville School District? That's my question to them. I'm really curious how they're going to handle this.
How did they respond last night? Wow. Was there no response, no dialogue?
Not from the district, no. They are not going to talk about a personnel matter.
Well, the ones I saw, it was parents defending the teacher, basically saying that you're trying to ruin her reputation, and it's not a coincidence that this person has a different skin color as you. So that was their defense.
You could have stopped at NEI president. Yeah. You could have stopped there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Lindy, thank you so much for joining us, bringing this to our attention. We really appreciate it. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.